Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I don't want to alarm you, but this is really going to wake you up if you're a little bit sleepy this morning. Listen to this.
Dakota, give me back the broom.
I think that there's like an animal underneath the tire of your car or something like that. That sounds terrible.
That animal is my 2-year-old daughter, Dakota.
Oh, why is she so upset? And how much does she... Why do kids love brooms?
It's Hannah and Raven. So Dakota is going to be 2 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been going through the terrible 2 tantrums for what seems like an eternity at this point.
Okay.
I don't know how it can get any worse, but it has been. She screams all the time. She throws herself on the floor. She flails. She's inconsolable. Anytime you tell her that she can't do something, and it's not like we're saying to her, no, honey, you can't watch your favorite cartoon for the 100th time. Like,
right.
Okay, let's watch Moana again. Sure. No, we're telling her, like, not to take a lighter and light her hair on fire. These are the things we're telling her no.
What happens when she throws the tantrum? Do you give in? Do you immediately, you know, give her whatever you want? Because, as you know, I don't have young children. But I know that if I give my dog a treat when he does something bad, he'll do that over and over and over again.
I try to distract her. I try to hold her hand. I try to, like, show her something on TV. I tell her that Elmo doesn't like when you behave like that. None of these things seem to work.
She still focuses on the lighter in her hair.
Yep, exactly. Okay. She's like, no, give me the sharpest knife in the kitchen.
Perfect, so yep. I can run around.
I can't give in to that. Like, I've thought about it.
I would think.
But you can't.
Right.
You can't. No matter how much they scream, for how long they scream, to the point where you think you're going to have a breakdown.
So what happens next?
So over the weekend, I decided that I was going to check in with the experts to see what they said. So I Googled, what do I do when my 2-year-old is throwing herself on the floor screaming like a psychopath?
What'd you come up with?
Nothing. I was looking for things like give her soda that
right.
usually calms them down. Or like 3 M&Ms is the magic ingredient.
2 Benadryl won't kill them if they're over 40 pounds.
I mean something. Something tangible.
Right.
And I came up empty handed. So now all I do is go, it's okay. Mommy loves you. Mommy
it's
loves
fine.
You.
This
it's
is totally okay. fine here.
I know why you're feeling sad. Mommy understands.
You're Meanwhile, talking yourself through.
Oh, yeah. I'm just rocking back and forth. And
it's like you're shell-shocked.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, and my older daughter, Hayden, who's 11 now, she never had tantrums like this. She was a colic baby, so she had her own set of issues.
Sure.
But not like this. When she started getting to the age of 2, she started mellowing out, not the opposite.
What happens next then?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. 1-800-330-9999. If you have a toddler or you went through this with your toddler, the tantrums, what tricks did you have to calm them down? It's Anna and Raven. Sometimes we ask for advice. Other times we beg for it. This is one of those situations where I'm begging for it. 1-800-330-9999. How do you deal with toddler tantrums? My little one, Dakota, she's going to be 2 on Saturday, and she is just, she's the terrible 2s. We call her Dakota the Destroyer. Mm. She's just so mad. Like, the little, you know, like the little lines in the top of your eyebrows, right?
Right.
She's constantly furrowing them and screaming because she's so mad about something. And
I didn't know they gave babies those eyes.
They
those
did.
Lines.
They did. Yeah. She has resting baby face, and it's mad. It's so mad. And I just don't know how to deal with it when she's screaming and throwing herself on the floor. It's like, you know, I didn't have that problem the first time around with my older daughter. 1-800-330-9999. It's Ann on Raven. How do you deal with a toddler tantrum?
Well, there's this song called Rocket Ship Run, and whenever my son starts to freak out, I play it, and he gets very quiet.
Rocket Ship Run. Huh?
I know that one.
Right?
It's the Lori Berkner Band. I know that.
The Who Band?
It's the Lori Berkner Band.
I don't know.
Lori Berkner Band.
I don't know who that
is. 3, 2, 1, blast off. Another Rocket Ship Run. You don't know that song?
No, carry it for me.
Oh, let me go. I got to go get it. I got to go grab it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Another rocket ship run. Take me to the stars.
This is where we get really mellow.
You start waving your arms in the air.
Right.
Look to the sky.
It's like the kumbaya moment in that. It starts all pumps, and then you're like, take me. Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah. I don't know if that would work.
Sounds like a nightmare doing that all day long.
Well,
to me.
I think after about three times, you would hate that song very much.
That's what I'm saying.
Hi, it's Ann on Raven. How do you deal with toddler tantrums?
My wife, I've witnessed it 24/7 with my wife because she's a stay-at-home mom. So a brief example, yesterday when we were setting up our Christmas tree early, he starts throwing things all over the place, looking for the lighters, looking for the knives.
Yeah.
And my wife is exhausted like you, so what she tries to do is she does the M&Ms, the cookies.
Yeah.
Nothing works. And she's still trying to figure that out as we go, but we just try to pacify them with treats and candy.
Bribery.
There's no way around it. It's impossible. She can't figure it out.
The one thing that has worked sometimes for us is that they make these little popsicles. They're like Elsa and Anna frozen popsicles. They're like 15 calories each. They're mini popsicles. And sometimes if I look surprised and I go, popsicle?
Right.
It just popped into my head.
Right.
She'll get calm for a second, and she'll be like, popsicle?
Right. She knows that you're kind of tricking her, but she goes along for the ride to get the popsicle.
But the problem is once she finishes the mini popsicle,
yeah,
back to the whatever she's mad about.
Right. She's like, oh, you thought I forgot.
Right. You think that they have the memory of a goldfish? Not true. They remember everything like elephants. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Good luck, man.
Good luck.
Those popsicles.
I'm with you.
We love you guys. Good morning.
Thank you. Tell your wife I feel her pain. Trust me. Hi, it's Ian on Raven. How do you deal with a toddler tantrum?
We actually just lie on the floor next to him and start having a tantrum, too. And he thinks it's funny. He starts laughing with us.
I wonder if Dakota would also laugh or if she would get angry and take her fists and pound our faces.
Fly into a rage. It just goes next level completely. Oh, you think you're funny now. You're mocking me. Gets up, throws the coffee table through the window.
Right, like the Hulk.
Right.
So mad.
The rage takes over.
Right.
Right. You're lucky. You've got a kid that seems a little bit more ready to deal with the world out there.
I'm glad it works for you.
Anything that you can try, right?
What do you do to handle toddler tantrums? I could really use some advice. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven. Warning. What you're about to hear may be sensitive to some listeners.
Give me back the broom.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you.
It escalates quickly. It really does.
It's like 0 to 100.
An angel when she's smiling, but.
Oh, my God. It's Anna and Raven. That's my toddler, Dakota. She'll be 2 on Saturday. And when I say that she's been in the full toddler tantrum phase for what seems like an eternity.
Right.
I don't even understand how we're not even 2 yet. And this is the way it is.
She's ramping it up, really.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
It's like become a leader of a force. I mean, imagine if she had a bunch of people running behind her that were doing that. Wow.
She throws herself on the floor. She flows like a fish. She screams her head off. So I'm asking you, for the love of God, help me. What do you do when your toddler is throwing a tantrum? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven. We asked on our Facebook page last night. Usually, Raven, we get so many comments,
sure.
Right? We have 3. Parents don't know what to do.
Yeah, and nobody wants to be that person that is held up to the light, right? To say, well, they said this.
So Millie says, come down to eye level, use calm facial expressions, and calmly ask her what's wrong. She's screaming, and I always get down with her.
Right.
But to be able to relax my face when that piercing scream is so loud.
So you don't look
ears.
Scary. You want to be the face of happiness in the face of fear.
What's
right.
wrong, baby girl?
Right.
What?
It's not a
totally
problem.
Calm right now.
Right, right.
What's wrong?
Right. Spittle on your face dripping down.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Right. Kristen says, for a while, my daughter loved the Pout Pout Fish book. And I would ask her, are you a Pout Pout fish? And she would stop crying and laugh.
You better get that book, like, today.
I got to order on Amazon right
I mean,
now.
Like, yeah, if you don't have that Prime? Book, like, I mean, just, I mean, take a shot in the dark. Why not?
I got to get the, I mean, 100%, we're going to get Pow Pow Fish.
Right. Third comment.
Yeah. Marilyn says, I give her my iPhone and play cartoons. I do that all the time. Listen, I mean, at least
Marilyn, that's giving up.
Oh, I give
but
up.
But thank you.
Oh, please. I've never agreed with somebody more. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you do to calm a toddler tantrum?
So this is really interesting because my son is 9 and still has tantrums a lot because he's been diagnosed with a couple of things where tantrums part of it. But something that I've learned from his therapist is to just not engage the tantrum. So at 2, it's much harder to not engage and walk away. But what I wish we had learned, like, way back then was to sort of put him in an area, you know, whether it's a playpen where he can't get out of and he's safe, not necessarily the same timeout zone, but just an area where he knew that that behavior's not okay, and just to not engage because he's trying to get the reaction from us. And at times it used to work. And fighting each other just ignites the whole situation. So I hope that's helpful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll try everything I can. Anna and Raven, what do you do to handle toddler tantrums?
Okay, I would try this. Ignore. Your husband, daughter, and yourself have to be on the same page how you deal with it. But I would ignore it. Leave the room. Don't feed into that. Because the more you try to pacify her, she's going to keep doing it.
Yeah, I've been told to do the same thing with my dogs and begging, Anna. Yeah. I know you hate it when I go dogs to kids, all right?
Right, because that doesn't make any sense.
But it's the only thing that I know for comparison. A padded cell is what I'm hearing through both of these calls, basically. A padded cell that is soundproof.
I don't know about that. Dr. Roy Lubit, he's a child psychiatrist, and he has some pointers. It's coming up in 10 minutes with Anna and Raven. My little one, Dakota, is going to be 2 on Saturday, and her toddler tantrums are out of control. What do I do to make them stop? It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Roy Lubit is a child and adolescent psychiatrist. Dr. Lubit, how do I make my 2-year-old stop throwing tantrums?
Where is the on-off switch?
It's very hard to make a 2-year-old do something or not do something. What are the things that tend to trigger tantrums?
Well, whenever I tell her no,
right.
That seems to be the problem.
Primarily when she denies her something.
Yeah, so if I say, like, no, you can't jump off the top of the couch, that's usually when she starts freaking out. And the way she throws her tantrum, she screams to the point where, like, she can barely breathe. And then she gingerly throws herself on the floor and flails like a fish.
Right.
The best thing to do with children is distract them. Parenting a boundland has been described in 3 categories. One is permissive, where you basically give in, which is not a good way to go. Another is authoritarian, which is you expect them to do what you tell them to do. That's also a bad way to go.
Hmm.
And the third is authoritative, which is you explain why they need to do A or B instead of C and D, but that you stick to your guns. It's important to remember, though, that people don't hear other people when the other person's angry. People will only process if they're being spoken to nicely.
I've told my husband that 100 times. Yeah. I told him so many times.
And you speak like an angel every time that you do it.
Well, I do find that if you yell, then she just yells louder, which is kind of not productive.
The front goes up, basically.
Yeah. Do you think that 2 years old is too young to understand? Because I like the idea of a positive timeout because to me, there's something really sad about putting a child in a timeout and then leaving them by themselves. They don't understand why they're being left by themselves.
Kids understand often a lot more than we realize. I think at 2 years of age, you set a limit. You know, you can try to talk to them soothingly and let it burn out. You don't want to give in.
All right, but you're saying there is no magic thing that I can give her, like a Diet Coke.
Right, a layman walks in, has no idea, doesn't know this child, no past history, anything like that, just does some sort of sign over the child and they magically get quiet.
Yeah, there's nothing like that exists.
Child psychiatrists learn special techniques like that, but we can't tell the public otherwise we wouldn't be needed.
Okay, right. Good, no, yeah. Makes sense.
There is no magic wand to stop it. The main thing is don't let them hurt themselves, be available. And afterwards, you can talk to them about, you were really upset. Can you tell me, you know, what was bothering you? I remember about age 2, one of my daughters was tantruming, not on the floor, but was beside herself. And I just said, you're upset. And she said, I'm upset. And she calmed down. Putting words to feelings is magic.
Thank you so much. If you want to visit Dr. Roy Lubit online, you can just head to roylubit.com. Next, if you're doing this to your children whenever they're 5 minutes late for school, that is definitely all I need to know about you. Wait till you hear this crazy story.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.